وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights and specifically justice from the perspective of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi al-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He made it a law that me and you need to pay our alms and our taxes, where it is khums or zakah, where it is the fifth of our earnings, or paying taxes if we have sheep and cattle and grow crops. The taxes and these alms, they go to a place as we call Baytul Mal, or the treasury today. The treasury's job is to collect the taxes of people and divide it amongst those who are destitute and those who are poor and those who are less off. That's the job of Baytul Mal. At the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen Salamullahi Alayhi, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa even before him and all the other imams, that Baytul Mal, the Islamic treasury, continued, and it was supposed to give to the poor. However, before the Imam alayhi salam, I mean during the Prophet's time, we have no issue, everyone was getting his right done correctly because the Prophet was there. After the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the Baytul Mal turned into a personal bank for certain people. Whether the Khalifa, he would give only the people that he wants, the people that he likes, and he divided amongst his family members and relatives, until it led, if we look at the books of history, we can see that with the third Khalifa, you know, the people had enough, they had to raid his house, and as a process of this unfair distribution of the treasure of the Muslims, he was killed. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, when he talks to his companion and commander Malik al-Ashtar in the famous letter, he says to him that when it comes to Baytul Mal, you have to divide it equally amongst people. So he says, assign for their uplift a portion of the state's Baytul Mal's wealth, wherever they may be, whether close at hand or far from you. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi's word are so precise that sometimes it gives you goosebumps. That when he talks about distributing Baytul Mal, especially with countries, if you look at the systems today, sometimes the country or the government will assign a portion of wealth to a specific city. So the major cities, they will get a big portion when it comes to their infrastructure and when it comes to, you know, doing things within the city. But there are small towns, because they are further away, and small villages, because they are far away, they get neglected and services don't even come to them. Okay? So this happens even today in the most civilized countries that we have. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, back, you know, over 1400 years ago, he's saying to Malik, when you want to divide, you have to be absolutely equal to those who are close and those who are far, which means they all have to be present in your mind constantly. Now, before we continue this notion, and let us take a short break, and then we will continue.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Just before the break, we were saying that Amir al-Mu'mineen was telling his companion and his commander, Malik al-Ashtar, that he needs to divide a portion of the treasury, the Muslim treasury, to the poor, regardless of where they might be, close or far. And then he says to him, the rights of the two should be equal in your eye. Now, whether we take the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen literally, close and far, in terms of distance, he says they should be equal. So someone who lives in my city should treat them equally to those who live 1,000 kilometers from my city. Because at the end of the day, they are under my system. If we take it the literal word of close and far. And sometimes, no, in terms of relation, well, it's human nature that we'd like to, you know, favor our own kind and our own family, our own kin. So I says to him, if you want to give, you have to treat everyone the same. Because he's your brother, because he's your cousin, because he's your relative, it does not mean that you give him less than those who are not related to you. They all should be treated the same. This is something that he himself applied when people were coming to him without mentioning the names. They said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we want our wealth, our share from the treasury, and he used to give them. And then they started complaining. They said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, how is it fair that I am the Arab, I am from Quraysh, from the tribe of Quraysh, the honored tribe of Quraysh, you are giving me the same as those who are foreigners or who are, you know, Persians back in the day. Why are you equaling between us? And Amir al-Mu'mineen said, simple. Last time I checked, I found out that the sons of man all came from Adam and Adam came from the dust. I didn't see any difference between them. So why should I differentiate between an Arab and a non-Arab? There should not be any distinction between the two. They should be treated the same. So Amir al-Mu'mineen is trying to bring that to mind. Even when his brother Aqil came to Amir al-Mu'mineen asking for extra help from the treasure of the Muslims, and as we know, Aqil was a blind man, he said to him, he took an iron rod and he heated up that iron rod, and then he said to his brother Aqil, touch it. Take it. And when Aqil touched the iron, obviously it burnt him, and Aqil started crying and screaming. He says to him, you are crying from a heat of a rod, an iron rod, that a man has heated up for his play. And you expect me to live and, you know, be in a fire that the Lord has ignited it for his anger? I don't care if you are my brother or not. At the end of the day, everyone need to be treated the same. Everyone needed to be treated equal. So he says to Malik, if you want to distribute portion of the money of the treasure to the people, make sure in terms of distance or in terms of relation, everyone is treated equal. And then he says to him, do not treat their interests as of less importance than your own, which is also quite fair in terms of human rights. You know, why should you think they are more important and your matters are more important than other people? Everyone should be treated the same. This is just, I am simplifying the human rights in the perspective and in the ideology and in the sight of the commander of the faithful. Inshallah, we will continue looking at more of Amir al-Mu'mineen's human rights in other episodes. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله